to Biblical Talks Podcast with Michael Tolliver. This podcast is dedicated to biblical teaching and having worldview discussions from a biblical perspective. Here is today's podcast.
This is a spotlight on the scriptures. Let's continue to look at Psalms 23, verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. David said, I shall not want. What is that I need? Well, sheep need safety and protection. I'm a sheep, a stupid little animal, and so are you. Therefore, my shepherd sees to my needs. He protects me. He defends me. He keeps me. He guards me. When a little sheep says, I shall not want, my spiritual needs will be met. My directional, my emotional, my physical needs will be met. And when everything is said and done, my eternal needs will be met. I shall never perish. It is because I have a wonderful shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want looks into the future and gives assurance to the child of God. The security of believers rests upon the shepherd, and the believer's conclusion rests upon his declaration. Not only do sheep need safety and protection, sheep need tranquility and contentment. That's why he maketh me lie down in green pastures. That's tranquility. If you talk with any shepherd, he would tell you that a hungry sheep would not lie down. When sheep are lying down in green pasture, it means they have their stomach full. In Christ is our tranquility and our contentment. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hungry, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. The shepherd also leadeth me beside the still waters. Listen, sheep are frightened by choppy water, and they don't like stationary water either. They don't want to drink what the pigs drink. All of this applies to us, the people of God. We need rest in our day. Not only so much physical and mental rest, but rest of the soul. Remember what David said in Psalm 55 and 6. Oh, thou wilt have wings like a dove, for then I will fly away and be at rest. He wanted to get away from it all. Do you ever feel that way? But he found out. Getting away from all did not solve his problems. He had to learn to put his trust in the Lord, rest in him, and wait patiently upon him. The Lord Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Remember that our great shepherd, Jesus Christ, according to Colossians 2, has canceled the record of debt that stood against us with all its legal demands, that he set aside and he nailed it to the cross. Let me illustrate this for you, if I possibly can. In 1954, that was a landmark court decision. It was Brown versus the Topeka Board of Education, which ended segregation in the public education. Did this start racism in school? Absolutely not. But since then, when a lawyer stands up in the courtroom, he can reference the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education case today, because it was a landmark decision. In 1865, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery. It was a landmark decision. In 1870, the 15th Amendment gave the right to vote. It was a landmark decision. In 1964 was the Civil Rights Act, another landmark decision that gave equal opportunity to all. Now, does this mean that all of the evil that those decisions were designed to address went away? Absolutely not. But what it does mean is that there is something in the past to use in appeal when mess shows up in the present. Listen, when mess shows up, somebody wants to deny a child the right to attend a certain school, a lawyer can reach back to the legal decision made in 1964 that freed people of color to go to any public school they are qualified to attend. If someone wants to say, I can't go into a restaurant or drink from this water fountain, I can go, you can go back and pull from the Civil Rights Act that gave us the right to go to anywhere we want to go as American citizens. Saints, over 2,000 years ago, that was another landmark decision in the history of mankind. Jesus Christ hung on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And he hung on that cross between heaven and earth while all of hell was watching. And he paid the price for your sins and my sins. That was a landmark decision in the courts of heaven. When Satan comes up and he tries to convince you that your needs will not be met, you can appeal to the landmark decision. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Psalms 23 is a landmark decision. When Satan shows up and he says that he plans to ruin your life, you can appeal to Psalms 23 landmark decision. Over 2,000 years ago, that was a landmark decision that established that you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you and gave himself for you. The landmark decision over 2,000 years ago can be used today. This is a spotlight on the scriptures.
For listening to Biblical Talks. This podcast is solely supported by listener donations. Please go to biblicaltalks.com to support this podcast and have a blessed day.